We do get into our discussion now with Randall Williams, who, of course, is now the executive mayor of the city of Tshwane. Randall, it's a good morning to you. Congratulations again is certainly in order. But I will start again with the same question I asked as Dr. Mpho Phalatse in Johannesburg. Who calls the shots, considering that you have so many people that you had to do, you know, deals with? Yes, you ran or pretty much were put in place unopposed in this regard. But, you know, do you feel that you certainly lead the city?
Thank you very much. And good morning to you and your listeners. Well, certainly, what happened is that the fact is I am the incumbent mayor. And since 31st of October last year, I have been running a minority government. And the way I've been doing it was to involve all the other parties. So I would consult with them regularly. Because at the end of the day, it's not one party that takes a decision in council. It's all the parties that participate in that decision making. So we need to be, everyone needs to be involved. And what I've pleaded with parties for the 12 months that I have been heading the government in Tshwane was that we should put our egos and our little pettiness aside and put the residents first. And we've managed to do that quite successfully for the 12-month period before the election.
Yeah, so do you reckon that the other parties will stay on board with you then to be able to give you the kind of momentum you probably need to try and push things forward here?
Well, yes, that is an expectation on my part that we will continue to operate the way we've done prior to the elections. But also there's another track that's ongoing, and that is the fact that the national and provincial leaders of the DA are still busy negotiating a coalition agreement. They've been doing so for the past 2 weeks, but that clearly wasn't sufficient time to get to a stable coalition agreement. One that you draft the agreement, you all sign it, and the agreement should be published for everybody to be made aware of how the city of Tshwane is being governed.
Yeah, should certainly. Biggest priorities for you then?
Well, fortunate again, as I said, I am the incumbent. I started last year by implementing a 10-point plan, and I will continue with the implementation of that plan. Nothing new. We will continue to look for what every week we look for incremental improvements in the operations of the city. So that will continue. So nothing will change.
Yeah, in nothing changing though, do you fear that you know, things may get a little bit, should we say, sticky? Because you know, there's going to be a lot of conversations around being able to do things as quickly as possible, and that service delivery being as quick as possible. Yes, you are the incumbent, and yes, you've been able to do things in the past. How does that continue now, especially when we're seeing the number of protests, the number of people still, you know, seeking service delivery and the like?
Look, it's like that all over South Africa, where people are striking because of non-delivery of services. That's a challenge that all municipalities face. But I'm concentrating on the city of Tshwane. Yes, we do have a lot of challenges, but I've got a plan. And I've been implementing that plan. That the success that we're looking for is not going to happen overnight, because there are many things that have been going around wrong for a number of decades. And we need to right the wrongs of the past. But we're doing it incrementally, and people will start to notice the difference.
Yeah, well, we certainly hope we can notice the difference too and call you back as well to discuss that a little bit more with you. The City of Tshwane is the executive mayor there, Randall Williams, joining us on the line. Thank you so much for joining us this morning there, Randall Williams, the new Tshwane mayor.